We're just going to let this open play to about 11 o'clock and then have the next show take it over. Welcome in to the Chase and Big Joe Show on this beautiful Monday in Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, my goodness. Chase McCabe off today. Dr. Crane and myself here today. We got you till 11 o'clock when it's official. Legal tampering in the National Football League begins. Until then, my friends, your friend, Big Joe, is on the Aaron Rodgers watch. That's all I'm caring about right now. I don't care who the Titans sign. If it's not Aaron Rodgers, don't wake me up. That's how it's going. Yeah, welcome to the show. We got a lot of fun for you today. 9:15, Mike Organ's going to join us as Eddie George got the hell out of town, and I don't blame him for leaving TSU, going to Bowling Green State University, where some of you need to do a geography check. Because some have said, oh, that's great. He's going to Bowling Green. He's not going to be far from Nashville. Friends, there are two different, you know, there's a Springfield in every state in the country. I think like 43 states have a Springfield. There's a Bowling Green, Ohio, and there's a Bowling Green, Kentucky. In Bowling Green, Kentucky is where Western Kentucky University is. They have a very good head coach. They are not hiring Eddie George. Eddie George is going to Bowling Green State University, which is in Ohio, where he is a living legend. And Eddie got to go up there and do that. So we're proud of Eddie for making the move. Oh, I got a spam call coming. Let me get this. Hello, this is Joe. Okay. I am interested. Yeah, call back after the show. All right, there we go. So anyway, we'll talk to Mike Organ then. But now legal tampering underway at 11 o'clock today. A lot of moves already happening in the National Football League. The Titans have done none of those, which is fine. Because remember last year, Rand Carthon overpaid for Ridley, traded for that dude from Kansas City who can't walk. And then the Dr. Crane, what's the guy from Cincinnati that's terrible that didn't play? Awuzie?
Oh, Chidobe Awuzie.
Yeah, Awuzie. Thank you. So it's good. They don't sign guys. I'm happy. Because they went overboard last year, and those guys contributed zero.
It's like saving money in a piggy bank.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, there needs to be a Dollar Tree version of NFL free agency, and that's where right now the Titans need to shop there. Because you can find some good bargains at Dollar Tree,
some
right?
Some BOGOs, yeah.
What's that?
Buy one, get one free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the BOGO deals.
All I know is FOMO, which I have every day of my life. That's okay.
Nah.
To do all that. So here's the deal, Titans fans. We're going to get it out there. Our question so far this morning. I want Aaron Rodgers. Because if you're telling me in this report that I just heard Robbie and Rex were talking about it, of Zach Wilson being one of their top go, what are they doing? And if you're going to run it back with Will Levis, I'm out. I saw Will Levis in 24. Not good. I'm done. So I want Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers needs a reclamation project. He does not want to go out, hey, he did with the Jets. Come here, because you're facing two of the three teams in the division are terrible. Jacksonville, the Colts, are as bad as you are. You just got to beat the Texans. And that's it. So anywhere else he goes, there's reports like he's talking to the Steelers. Aaron, brother, if you're in town playing golf down at Troubadour today, you know what I'm talking about. Don't go to Pittsburgh. Come here, because Pittsburgh's going to be cold. You got to play the Bengals are going to be better than you. You got to play the Ravens twice a year. Now Myles Garrett signed with the Browns. Just don't do this.
Joe, what's your sales pitch to Aaron Rodgers? I'm curious. Is it like you go out to lunch with him every day or two times a week for hot chicken? What's the deal?
No, I think if Aaron Rodgers comes here, Dr. Crane, I think the sales pitch is you can get to the playoffs a lot easier here than you can anyplace else. Plug in a few guys. Come here, drop your attitude, know what you got to do. You can beat the Colts and the Jags. You got to beat the Texans. As we've talked about, you don't have to beat 31 other teams. You just got to beat those three to get into the playoffs. Then you're back in the playoffs, and we're all happy. That's it. It's not that far away because your division is so awful. So, Amy Adams, I know you're listening down in Houston. Please, just go ahead and sign him. Get him in here. I want the circus. Give me something to look forward to. Because, look, if they don't sign a quarterback in free agency, which then will tell me they're going to draft Cam Ward, and Cam Ward's going to start game one in September. That's what this is telling me. You can't run this back with Will Levis. You can't do it. We saw it. It's terrible, right?
Yeah, we can't do that. Not we. Titans cannot do that. If the Titans do that, that's a problem. We doing that, I don't care. No.
Well, I mean, it's we mean the collective of the
Nashville.
Yeah. And everything that goes on. You can't – I don't want to see him again. So if you do that, then you get Cam Ward and you get Will Levis. Cam Ward's your starting quarterback. Are you really going to start the 25 season with Will Levis? You going to tell me that? Nobody's buying into that. Nobody. Now, if you sign Aaron Rodgers, get that first pick, trade it down, get more draft cap, I'm all bored for that because it's about the now. I'm not looking to 27 or 28. I ain't worried about that. I'm worried about the now. So on our text line, 615-737-1025, are y'all in on Aaron Rodgers or do you want to run this back with Will Levis?
For sure.
Because, you know, if Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, then what's left out there? Sam Darnold's going to go to Seattle. That's all the reports I'm reading this morning. They're going to way overpay for him, let him go to Seattle. They lost DK Metcalf, who went to the Steelers for a massive deal.
And Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett, gone. Did he sign with the Raiders already?
Not yet, I don't think. Okay. But he's in that realm of gravitating that way.
Well, if you're Sam Darnold, do you want to go to Seattle or you want to come here?
I mean, Seattle still has an option at wide receiver with Jackson Smith and Jigba. That's promising future. I mean, that's kind of the only future they have. They need another wide receiver piece, that is.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
if Cooper Kupp becomes available from Los Angeles, I mean, now that Devontae Adams has signed a two-year deal with the Rams, then Cooper Kupp could potentially, if he decides to look at free agency, maybe that's an option in Seattle.
How do the Rams have all this money?
I don't know.
I mean, their cap is a little bit north of a billion. It seems like they're signing guys, always signing guys left and right.
Something about those big market teams, especially in Los Angeles, I feel like the cap is like doesn't apply to them in some form or fashion.
You might be right, man, because it's nuts. But I'm on board the Aaron Rodgers train. Bring me Aaron Rodgers. I want Aaron Rodgers here, and don't say you don't want him because he's the best option out there right now. He had decent numbers last year, had a terrible Jets team. I would not want to go out that way. If you're looking at my legacy and you say, all right, what did he do? Well, his last 2 years with the Jets were terrible. But if those were replaced by, you know, his last 2 years with the Titans, got him to the playoffs, weren't bad, he got great numbers, then you forget about the Jets. Then it's pushed aside a little bit. With that going on, all the signings this weekend, you know what one signing really stumped me? All right, we're going to talk all football this show today. Did you see what Jarrett Stidham signed with the Broncos?
No.
He said a 2-year, $12 million deal.
What has he done?
$7 million guaranteed to back up Bo Nix.
Put some shoulder pads on.
So now $6 million is the baseline for a backup quarterback? I don't understand it. By the way, Josh Allen signed a massive deal, $260, $50 million guaranteed, $330 million overall. Why do we look at the overall? We just look at the guaranteed part of this. So Josh Allen getting paid up in Buffalo, good for him. He's worth it. Geno Smith got traded from the Seattle to the Raiders this past weekend. So they're out of the conversation talk for quarterback. So you can just say goodbye to them. The rumor about Sam Darnold going to Seattle, that's not anything yet. We don't know. Again, legal tampering starts at 10 o'clock this morning. Let's see who else. Oh, and Harold Landry, good for him. There's a lot of not hate towards Harold Landry, but like good riddance. I mean, he was okay, right?
Turning the page, like a next chapter type feel, yeah.
I mean, I was so good for him. I'm not against these guys signing massive deals because it doesn't bother me. It's not my money I'm giving out for these guys. But so Harold Landry goes to the Patriots, and that's fine there with all that goes on. Again, legal tampering starts at 11 o'clock this morning. Things will be coming out. Anything that breaks big time, we'll let you know on the show today for what's going on. But I don't know if the Titans make any news. I mean, who knows? But I like to say they're making news with Aaron Rodgers. But I'm curious, are we in on the Aaron Rodgers? If you do a quarterback, are you okay then running it back with Will Levis? Because I'm telling you, you run it back with Will Levis, you're going to have a lot of people going to be checking out of your football team for the 2024 season. Nobody's going to put up with that. Nobody will. We saw what happens last year. And if this happens, I mean, does Brian Callahan walk in to Brinker and Borgonzi and say, hey, we're not doing this? Or they say, you got him for 1 year, and here it is. If they bring Will Levis back, your Tennessee Titans have checked out of the 2025 season. They have checked out. They're done. They're not going to be competitive. You know what you're going to get each Sunday. That's what's going to happen. Each Sunday is going to happen right there. On our text line, 7325, bring me the whole circus. Bring in Rodgers and draft Sanders award. I want the whole show. Let's go. It's a Roy from Nashville. Roy, I am with you. 100%. Bring us Aaron Rodgers and put him in here. You know how much fun it would be in September and October when they're doing all that with Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball down the field? If you drop your attitude, Aaron, come here. You'll be embraced like anything you've ever seen in your life. Boom. Jeff says, Joe, $6 million, not bad for a backup quarterback. Remember, a dozen eggs are going for $6. Thank you for that. Benjamin on the text line. The Rams don't have ridiculous contracts on defense, so they can afford investing in the offense. I guess Aaron Donald's off the books for them.
Yeah, now that he's retired and all that, yeah, I believe he's off the books.
That's a massive deal that they got rid of. 9926 says, wait, Bowling Green University isn't in Kentucky? No, Bowling Green University is in Ohio where Eddie George went, and we'll talk to Mike Organ about that in just a little bit. So we can do all that. So we'll have a lot of talk this morning of what's going on and things that get happening. Real quick shout out, though, the Lipscomb Bisons. Congratulations on getting back to the NCAA tournament. First time since 2018. Heard Keys are in the update with that. They played North Carolina. I watched – that's probably the most college basketball I watched this year on TV was Lipscomb and North Alabama. So congratulations to Lipscomb over there for getting in the tournament. That's all you get. Look, you get in, you never know what could happen, and they're in, and they'll wait for selection Sunday, this Sunday, to find out where they're going to go. But it's a big week for basketball in Nashville because the SC basketball tournament starts on Wednesday, 9 through 16 are playing. Vanderbilt goes at 2 o'clock versus Texas on Wednesday. Tennessee doesn't play until the second afternoon game on Friday. Auburn goes at noon on Friday. If Auburn wins, Tennessee wins, they'll collide on Saturday. So it's going to be a fun week in Nashville. This is our only day in studio for Chase and I. Then we're back downtown at the Omni tomorrow, and then we're downtown at different spots throughout downtown on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we'll have fun with that. Some have asked, where is Chase? Chase is actually giving a talk today on how to earn your cloud certification on LinkedIn. Remember, Chase was honored back in last fall.
In New York.
He got his cloud certification and cloud storage certification from LinkedIn. So Chase is giving a talk today somewhere downtown, on how to secure your cloud storage.
Some may call him the meteorologist of technology.
I mean, it's just great how he's embraced that world of cloud certification, cloud storage. And, you know, he'll get all the links. You see all the notifications on LinkedIn. Are you on LinkedIn, Dr.?
I'm not.
Why not?
I don't know. There's too much linking.
Keiser's on LinkedIn, all right?
Is it okay for a middle of 20s guy to just be able to not be on LinkedIn?
I think you need to be on there. I think you need, just for the fact, just to be on there. Now, I'm starting to get spam off LinkedIn, which is starting to irritate me, because evidently somebody thinks I'd be a good franchise owner until they see I've got like $13 in the bank, and they're like, well, maybe you're not this year a good franchise owner. I'm not, so you're getting spammed on LinkedIn all the time. But you need to get on there.
Don't get me wrong. I enjoy using technology, but I do my best to stay away from it. I would love to do that.
Well, how are you going to get your certification if you don't get on there?
I do certifications in other platforms, which is fine.
Okay. All right, real quick, we're at 615-737-1025. Are you all in on Aaron Rodgers with me? Are you with me on this one? Are you okay if they're running back on Will Levis? Because I'm telling you, you run it back, you don't sign a quarterback during free agency, it tells me you're going to draft Cam Ward, and you're going to start the season with Cam Ward. That's what's going to happen. And Will Levis and him are going to fight for number one. There's no way Cam Ward. If Will Levis beats out Cam Ward, we got a problem. We got a serious problem. That's why give me Aaron Rodgers. Let me have fun. I'm only guaranteed today. I'm not guaranteed 27 or 28. I'm guaranteed today. Let's go guarantee me in 25 that we'll have this chaos in the circus. That's what I want to have. Brian says, go the circus route, find a way to get Kate Winslet to attend the games. If I have to watch Titanic sink every weekend, I'd like – okay, Brian, come on, man. I can't read that on the air, man. All right, we will take a break here, but keep it going with the questions. Do you want Aaron Rodgers? Tell me why you don't want Aaron Rodgers. And don't give me this because he's weird. Newsflash, we're all weird. All of us. All of you are all weird. Dr. Crane's weird. Chase is weird. I'm weird. So that's not an excuse to bring him here. Tell me why you don't want Aaron Rodgers to come to 10. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. We'll check with Mike Orion next about Eddie George getting the hell out of town and going up to Bowling Green. Fantastic move for Eddie George. And we'll tell you why coming up next. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Oh, man, I thought we were going to sing right there. I guess we're not. The instrumental version. I was ready to bust it out, Billy Joel. Listen, we didn't start the fire, Titans fans. We just want to help it go, right? And the fire's Aaron Rodgers. We'll get more to that in a little bit. Of course, anything breaks this morning, we'll let you know. Coach Legal Tampering starts at 11 o'clock. But first, big news happening yesterday. Actually, we found out about it kind of on Friday, but last night it was official. Eddie George is taking the job at Bowling Green State University. He got out of Nashville. Smart man from getting out from where he is right now. Let's bring in the guy that's covered this story from day one, Mike Organ from the Tennessee. And Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Joe. How you doing?
I'm well. You talked to Eddie last night. What did he say about taking the job at Bowling Green?
Well, you know, he said when he made the decision to get into coaching, he didn't get into it to go to a Power Five, to go to the NFL. As we all know, he got an interview with the Bears in January. He was prepared to stay at Tennessee State for the long haul, but the dynamics have changed dramatically at Tennessee State, as anyone who's been keeping up with the news in Nashville knows. Tennessee State's in some dire straits financially. You can't blame a guy for looking out for himself and his family in a situation like this. And he addressed that. He said, you know, it's not good right now financially at Tennessee State. He did say it'll get better, but he said it wouldn't in his time frame and that he had to not look elsewhere but entertain anybody who called and reached out to him. And after the kind of season that he had last year, he had a lot of suitors turning the Tennessee State program around, taking it to the FCS playoffs, back-to-back winning records for the first time in about 9 years, and being coach of the year in the OVC and runner-up national coach of the year. So he had people calling him, and he would talk to him. And he said his exact words were, Bowling Green came out of left field. I think he thought that, you know, the window had probably passed for this year for people calling because it's, you know, we're getting into the spring and everybody's had already been hired. But Scott Leffler had left Bowling Green to go to the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, to be quarterback coach. And Bowling Green called Eddie, and nobody should be surprised by that. Bowling Green is in Ohio, Eddie's something of a hero in that state, having been a Heisman Trophy winner at Ohio State. And he liked what he heard and took the job and addressed the team last night. I think he talked to them on Zoom, and then he called me right after that, and we talked for about 20 or 30 minutes about his decision.
Well, we're talking to Mike Organ from the Tennessee and on the Eddie George taking the job at Tennessee State. Look, you're over there all the time covering Eddie and doing the stories and everything. You saw the facilities and the fact that he's able to put this team together back-to-back winning seasons. I'm shocked he lasted this long. I thought he should have been hired by another big-time program, not NFL, back when the seasons ended in December, because, you know, they went and played the playoff game, and, hell, they were competitive in that game. They were competitive, and that's what he's done. I think this is an absolute huge hire for Bowling Green, and I'm happy for Eddie, Mike, because no longer are you worried about, and it's been pretty transparent about, are you going to get paid this week? I mean, now, you know, he knows where he's going, and he's got the backing of the entire university.
Yeah, I am seriously concerned about Tennessee State financially, Joe. I don't know, you know, will they be able to keep the doors open? I hope so, and I think so, but that's how bad. That's where we are at this point. And as you said, are you going to get paid? You know, is the school going to be able to make payroll month to month? You got a whole staff and their families were, you know, concerned about that. Eddie's well off. Everybody knows that. Eddie's been incredibly successful throughout his life. He made a lot of money in the NFL. Then he made a lot of money outside the NFL as an actor on Broadway, a business owner, and so forth. But he is now a football coach, and you don't do that for free. But more than that, he had a whole staff that was depending on their paycheck. So he had to do something. And, you know, you say that they were competitive in the playoffs, and you're correct. They were competitive against the eventual national champion, too. So he did a wonderful job. And I was a little surprised that he didn't have more programs, as you said, calling on him. There was some scuttle about Ohio State. Now, Ohio State winning the national championship kind of calmed that down a little bit. But look at the dynamics now. He's back in Ohio. He's not too far from Columbus. So, you know, if I'm Ryan Day, I'm not too happy with what happened at Ohio State. You know, they're threatening to fire you one day, and then you would win the national championship. That's what it takes to get him off your back. So who knows how long he's going to stay there, if he'll go to the NFL, what will happen there. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Eddie could be in the mix there if that position opens up.
That's crazy. I mean, he's a better position at Bowling Green than he would be at Tennessee State. Mike Organ with us about Eddie George taking the Bowling Green State job. Rumors are out there that Eddie George, that if you took that job, you would have to keep the Bowling Green staff because it is mid-March. You got spring practice in a week or two. Did Eddie talk about staff, or was that brought up or anything?
No, not only that, but I also asked Eddie about Eric George, his son, who is the best football player on the team at Tennessee State, a rush defensive end. He's one of the top three, I'll say. And he said those decisions will, you know, be made this week after the announcement, which is today. He actually landed in Bowling Green last night, and there'll be a press conference there. So we'll see what happens with the staff. I've talked to members of the staff, and that they told me the same thing, that there was no word in one direction or the other if they'll be staying at Tennessee State or going with him. He has a very good staff at Tennessee State, made up of a lot of former NFL players, made up of some very qualified coaches, including Brandon Fisher, the son of Jeff Fisher, who's done a wonderful job with the defense as coordinator since he arrived. The defense has been the shining star on that team. And if Brandon doesn't go with Eddie, I would have to see him, Brandon, as a candidate to replace Eddie as the head coach. The new offensive coordinator from UT Martin, Travis Partridge, did a great job last year turning the offense around, finally getting it in good shape. You got to think that he would be a guy that would have to be mentioned as a possible replacement. And, again, we don't know which of those guys will go with Eddie, which of those guys will be allowed to go with Eddie, depending on what the stipulations are with the staff at Bowling Green. Because, like you said, they're about to start spring practice. Tennessee State's about to start spring practice this week.
I just think, I mean, I get, you know, there's never leaving is a good time. Yeah, there's never any of that. And, you know, it happens to be mid-March, and he's gone. I just think keeping somebody, the continuity at TSU, keeping a guy like a Brandon Fisher there for now, because if you got to hire a coach, you got to go through the process, bring somebody else in. All these guys know Brandon Fisher. I just think that would be easy for me, Mike, just because – there, you solve it. The guys know him. They know what to expect out of him. He knows what to expect out of you. That would be the easiest, best option. But, look, again, who knows, right?
Yeah, and the other thing about Brandon and Travis and anybody already on staff is that they know the situation at Tennessee State. They're aware of it. They've lived it. So they're already there. I won't say there's not an element of the unknown because everybody, the entire faculty and student body there is living day by day with the unknown, but at least they've been there. You try to bring somebody into that. I don't know how easy it's going to be, Joe. you know, people have heard all the stuff that's going on. And as bad as it is, some people have heard that it's worse than it is, or they, you know, they may not have the true picture of what's going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you go outside and bring somebody into this. If you're fortunate enough to be able to keep somebody, I think you better keep somebody, because everybody on that staff did a great job this past season. Everybody on that staff has done a good job overall. Eddie has shuffled the staff and brought in people and taken, you know, taking people out of it to get it where it is today. So, you know, at least they know what they're up against out there if they're willing to stay. And I'll tell you, it'll be a blessing for Tennessee State if, as you said, the rumor is true that Bowling Green has a stipulation that its staff has to stay in place, because that will mean that Tennessee State will be able to keep as many of these guys as possible. Of course, they're going to look elsewhere also, not only because, you know, their head coach is gone, but because of what's going on there.
Oh, no doubt. If I'm TSU, I make one phone call, and it's to Bubba Spears.
Well, Bubba's going to have a lot of opportunities this year, I feel like. Baseball, track, a lot of different coaching opportunities. That's
right.
Bubba. So you never know, you know, if you'd be able to get a guy of that caliber.
Yeah, right. And so go ahead and get him right now and bring him in to do that. Mike, as always, thank you. Keep us up to date on what TSU does next, man. We appreciate your time, buddy.
Will do, Joe. Thanks for the call.
All right, Mike Organ from the Tennessean about Eddie George taking the job at Bowling Green State University and what's next for TSU. Lots and lots of questions that are going to be going on now for that. But good for Eddie George. Look, you're in the MAC now, and you're a legend in Ohio. People love you up there. And that's the thing about Eddie George, man. You mentioned his name before this, like, oh, it's Eddie George. Now you mentioned the fact that he got a conference championship, back-to-back winning seasons, got to the playoffs. They played really tough in the playoffs when they got in there. So this is a win-win for Eddie and for Bowling Green State right there. All right, the legal tampering now is 90 minutes away for the NFL, so things might start flying early. If they do, we just stick here all day long. Just stick here all day long. And anything that happens, DVD will have it for you from 11 to 2. Jared will have it to you from 2 to 6. Just stick it right here. No need to go searching. We got you for everything that's going on, what's happening. Our question of the day is, are you with me? Are you with me on the Aaron Rodgers or not? And if you're not, tell me why you're not. I want to know. We know why. I want to know the why not. And don't use because you think he's weird. We know he's weird. All these quarterbacks are weird. I want to know why you think he's not a good fix. I'm telling you, right now, he's the answer. Right now, he's the answer. And if they don't sign him, that means to me they don't sign a quarterback. They're going with Cam Ward. Oh, my goodness. And Will Levis, yeah, chihuahua. We'll see what happens. All right, we want your phone call, 615-737-1025. This is Chase and Big Joe Show, 1025, 1063, The Game. Prince is right. Aaron Rodgers, man, take me with you. If you're going to Nashville, let's do this. Welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game for the Busy Bee Studio, brought to you by our good friends at Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be at the Omni tomorrow because a lot going on this week with the SEC basketball tournament. We'll see our friends at the Omni Nashville Hotel tomorrow. Come down and say hi if you're down in the area. We want to see you. What's going on? Dr. Crane, we've got some housekeeping duties.
We do indeed. Hey, join 102.5 and 106.3 The Game for the SEC Watch Party as we broadcast live from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Mellow Mushroom on Broadway, Wednesday at Assembly Food Hall, on Thursday, the Pub in the Gulch, and on, excuse me, had that all mixed up, the Gulch on Friday. Excuse me about that. This is kind of typoed. Let's see. On-site coverage of the SEC tournament brought to you by Toyota, Guinness, the new Cumberland.com, Volunteer Hose and Gasket, and Sloan's Motorcycle and ATV. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com/events.
All right. So, again, Wednesday we're at Mellow Mushroom.
That's correct.
Thursday we are some other place.
Assembly Food Hall.
Assembly Food Hall.
And then the Pub in the Gulch on Friday.
Love it.
Yeah.
Out in the boot. I love it. All the shows are going to be there, too, as well. So, thank you, Dr. Crane. All right, back to the show this morning. So, a lot of y'all have popped in, like, what happened to our stream? We had little technical difficulties. We're back up now. Things are good, and we're rolling. So, you get us on all the platforms, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook, and Starlink, and I don't know what all. I just start reading stuff
MySpace.
Off. MySpace. Any social platforms, we're back up and running. All right, our question of today, at least Mike Rush. Chase is off, by the way, those asking. Chase is off today. He's giving a speech on cloud storage across town later today from his time spent at LinkedIn certification. So congrats to Chase on that. So, I'm no secret. I'm on the Aaron Rodgers train. And I just think the way he went out in New York is not the way he wants to go out. And he could come here. He's got some familiarity with some people in the front office, which is always good. And if he could just check the ego, Aaron, we're just asking you check the ego. Not all of it. Just check the ego. And come here and get this team to the playoffs. Because I think with you, there's a foundational piece, and then you run the show. You're healthy right now, for as far as we can tell, and come and get it done. So I'm like, why, Titans fans, why do you not want him? Why do you not want Aaron Rodgers to come in here? It's like Sam Darnold might be going to the Seahawks. I mean, he hasn't signed yet, but that seems all indicate. That's all the rumor flowing around out there. And Paul Kaharsky wrote last week that the Titans were not interested in Sam Darnold, and I believe him, and that seems to be the case. So we've moved on from him. But 615-737-1025, why not? Wes in Clarksville. If Rodgers will come and just play, I'd say it'd be awesome. But he is a drama queen. He'll end up getting the new coaching staff fired, and we'll have to start all over again. Would you want to see that, all right, with him coming here and see what he could do, or just plug in Will Levis in there for another year? Look, Levis is a nice guy. That's great, right? It's fine, everything. But you're not the quarterback, Will. You're not the quarterback to take this team where it needs to go. You had every opportunity last year, and you just weren't good. It's okay. It's okay. We just kind of move on, you know? It's like that scene in Animal House when the four nerds come in and like, hey, welcome to the party, and they kind of shove them in the back room. That's Will Levis. It's okay. You're still at the party. You're just not in the party. That's fine. We're good with all that. Austin says, I'm with you on Rodgers, but I'm concerned about the age and will his Achilles hold up. Let's run it back with it. Hell, I could pop my Achilles walking down the steps today. You just don't know. And if you think about being injured all the time, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get injured. You're going to get injured. Dr. Crane, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Some people have weighed in about Justin Fields, right? The Bears didn't want him. The Steelers don't want him. Why doesn't anyone want this guy yet? He's talked about as a guy that come and get things done.
Well, I think the way the Steelers utilized him in a run aspect, because there were times when he would be on the bench and Russell Wilson would be out there and they're like, wait a minute, we have a package for Justin Fields. Justin Fields is a package guy when it comes to quarterbacks. He's limited in his abilities when it comes to throwing the ball. People probably think, well, this guy was a Ohio State quarterback. He did great in college, did decent in the NFL. Obviously, he did some good things with Chicago, but once he got to Pittsburgh, it was a two-quarterback system, and I think that's probably his ceiling from what I've seen of him in the NFL.
Right.
He's a two-quarterback system guy, unfortunately.
I don't want a two-quarterback system.
Well, that's kind of what you're kind of on the boards for the Titans. If the Titans were to bring in Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
And say they were to possibly draft Cam Ward.
Okay.
You have your – as you know, Borgonzi's mentioned it that, you know, in Indianapolis, that, you know, bring in a veteran guy. That's what we've done in the past with Kansas City, and bring in a young guy to learn under him. Like, that's the whole method to the madness. If that's happened, sure. But I don't think Rodgers is wanting to mentor somebody anymore. I think he's gotten to his point in his career. He doesn't want to mentor. He just wants to go out and play and prove he still has it.
I'm all about, I don't care. You don't have to mentor. If Cam Ward can watch how you go about the game, how you prepare, ask you questions. I mean, I don't want Aaron Rodgers pulling him aside saying, all right, here's what we're going to do today, and then at 2, we're going to go to the zoo. No, look, just watch how the guy works. See how he prepares. You could do all that. Then you could pop a question or two. That's fine. I'm all the whole mentor thing. I'm good. We got a call? Hell, bring it on, Dr. Crane. Who is it?
Roy. Roy is on the line.
Roy, welcome into the Chase and Big Joe show. What's happening, man?
What's up, guys? I texted earlier. I'm all about bringing the circus here, man. Listen, the last 2 years, we've been sad and upset at all the terrible games we've watched. Bring Rodgers in. Even if we lose some games, at least his pressures are going to be entertaining. And listen, another thing about Tennessee, we've got plenty of caves here in Tennessee. He can go do his little, you know, his little meditating and have his vivid, lucid dreams, and just bring him here. Bring him here. If you draft a young quarterback to sit under him, that's fine too. If you bring him in, even if you lose, it's those pressures are going to be entertaining as heck. You guys have fun. Tighten up.
All right. Thank you, Roy. I was going to ask, I mean, if you had a meeting with Aaron Rodgers, he's about to sign here, what do you tell him? I'm saying, look, man, you got to be all in. You're not going to bully here like you did Robert Saleh in New York. You're not going on some vacation during camp. You're going to be here. And if you can't be here, we don't want you. And then I'm okay with that. But if he's all in, I'm all in on Aaron Rodgers. I'm all in on him because he's the best available right now.
There's something you said 2 seconds ago, Joe, about, you know, this is probably one of the easier divisions for Aaron Rodgers to win.
Uh-huh.
Listen, if Aaron Rodgers is able to win this division, if he were to come to the Titans and not be there for OTAs and whatever it may be, he's on a darkness retreat or whatever it is, would you still be okay with that? I know you said you want him to be all in, but say if he's not all in that aspect, but yet he's still able to win the division. Is that a yay, nay for you?
Well,
or?
You just put the cart ahead of the horse.
I know
ahead of
I did.
The cart, or the cart ahead of the horse, or whatever that saying is that I don't understand. No, I need you committed. I need you 100% committed to this. Right? I need you here. I need you preparing. I need you going to be on the same page as everything and get it done. Look, this is your last opportunity. Now, the rumor out there, the Pittsburgh Steelers are looking at Aaron Rodgers. So why are they looking at Aaron Rodgers? Because they know. They know what he's left in the tank with him. So it's not only the Titans, you know, and there's been no mention of the Titans and Aaron Rodgers. This is what I want. I just want him to come. I want to go to a game in October and see this Hall of Fame, one of the best quarterbacks ever, fling the ball down the field. Because I'm telling you, when he gets hot, he's as good as any quarterback in NFL right now. At 41, and let's stop with the age thing. Brady, put that all aside. These guys are fit. They're in shape. This isn't, you know, Johnny Unitas getting traded from the Colts to the Chargers when he's 37 years old and he can't bend over to pick the ball up. This is different. I'm all about this, but I'm telling you, the more I'm trying to talk everybody into this getting done, there has been no, you know, again, nothing's been mentioned, the two of them, but we got 72 minutes till legal tampering starts. Things will start coming out about that. I'm all in. We want to hear from you guys. 615-737-1025. Are you in on Rodgers? Is there something else you want to get? Let me tell you, I don't care right now who they're signing, a rush end or a cornerback. I'm just concerned about the quarterback position. That's it. If they sign one of these top free agent guards, great. But I'm concerned about the quarterback because if you don't sign Aaron Rodgers, you are done for 25. We'll take your phone calls and text next. 615-737-1025. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show, 1025, 1063 The Game. All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show. That's not the way it has to be. We can be competitive if you're a Titans fan this year by going and signing Aaron Rodgers. That's what you got to do. That's what you have to do. And, again, stop the Justin Fields talk. Let's get out of here with all that. Dr. Crane, you on board with Kirk Cousins? Somebody see me know what Kirk Cousins.
Nah. Right. See, here's a difference between Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins. Aaron Rodgers, I felt like this year with the Jets, he had something to prove, not to Jets fans, not to the organization, but to himself. I think Aaron Rodgers was trying to figure out if he could still run on that ruptured Achilles that he had repaired. To me, that's what I saw. Because later on in the season, when there was really nothing to play for the Jets, he was able to kind of just be himself a little bit. And he was active outside the pocket a little bit more. There was a zip behind the ball. He felt like he was just out there having fun, which is cool. It's great. And that just shows that he's building his confidence again. Now, nonetheless, people are probably thinking, well, why do you want to bring in a guy like Aaron Rodgers who would probably destroy the Jets franchise for the next 5 to 6 years?
Right.
I mean, the Titans are already kind of at that point. Sure, you could call them at their rebuilding stage. But the Titans, well, what is there for the Titans right now? Like, honestly, they've already destroyed their franchise the last 3-4 years, correct?
Right, yeah.
So then why not bring him in? That's my thing. Just bring him in now. Because, I mean, you've already mentioned it before, Joe. You bring in the chaos. The chaos is there. Do it.
We all work better when it's chaotic. I'm telling you. For example, it's March 10th. You have an English paper. For example, when I was at Samford, I had 5 weeks to do a paper on civil disobedience. It was due like April the 9th. We got it like February 25th. I started April the 8th, and I got a B on it. We do better when it's under some sort of pressure and chaotic thing that's happening to us. Let's do that. Merle, Mount Juliet says, Cam or Sanders will be better than Will Levis, or draft one of them. Sign Rodgers, let the rookie sit for a year, and hope the late-round picks will develop to fill a couple more holes. Yeah, you're not going to the Super Bowl this year. You're not. But you can. You might better make the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers and plug some guys in, get the quarterback, let him build. We're not talking Aaron Rodgers for 10 years. But bring him in for 2 years, there's no better option. I'm looking at the NFL Network right now, and their top quarterbacks, they got Sam Darnold, pass. And guess who number two is? Justin Fields. Nobody wants him. It didn't work in Chicago. It didn't work in Pittsburgh. Nobody wants him. Poor guy. But that's it. And don't get me started on Jameis Winston. Look, just don't. Look, we're like, oh, he's funny. Is it funny when he throws four interceptions in the first game of the year? That's what he's going to do. You know what Jameis Winston is, and that's it. Not even a serviceable backup. I don't want him. Take care. Give me Rodgers. Draft a quarterback. Go that way.
If I wanted funny, Joe, I'd go to a comedy club. This is football.
There you go, buddy.
I want to see a football player. And I think Aaron Rodgers brings that essence of it.
Somebody's like, well, if it's this bad, sign Russell Wilson. I don't Russell Wilson either. I don't. I mean, it's like baseball managers back in the 70s and 80s. They had like seven. They get fired and hired down the street the next week. Move on. Move on. We all want the easiest thing here is with Aaron Rodgers to get him there. I don't know. I don't see how wrong this is. Draft the quarterback and let him sit there. Nevada Josh says, preach, man, preach. Gotcha. Back to the phone line. Edward, what's shaking, baby?
What's going on, Joe? You're doing a great job this morning. Listen, I am all in 100% on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Bud Adams, a few years back, he went to the mat on trying to sign Peyton Manning. I don't know if you remember that. Peyton had it down to three teams, and, of course, he went with Denver. I hope Amy can follow in the same footsteps. And you told me she listens to this show, Joe, so I'm putting my bid in right now. All right? So, Amy, please sign Aaron Rodgers. Joe, the question I have to you is, with our offensive line, it takes, what, 2.0 to 2.5 seconds for him to release that ball? Will he have that time to do his damage on the football field for the Tennessee Titans? Thanks, Joe.
You got it, Edward. Thank you. Yeah, go back to when the Jets came here last year. The first quarter, Aaron Rodgers was – he was what we were called disassociated with the football game. He did not want to be here. You could tell. Then he warmed up midway through the second quarter. And the second half, I mean, he was throwing darts, right? So it's still there. It's everything there. You got to change the attitude a little bit. But, look, I like Latham. I like Skoronski. I like Cushenberry. I think Reynolds has become a serviceable guard right now. But that's what I get for Reynolds. You go out and sign some of these guys. But evaluate them well and bring them in. Get the right tackle. Get a few backups. See what you can do. And then that's why it's important for Aaron Rodgers to be here for all the camps if they sign everything that goes on. But I'm telling you, they don't get Aaron Rodgers, and they don't get Sam Darnold, and you're looking at Jameis Winston, just scrap the 25 season. Why are we playing that? You have an opportunity here to make a splash, bring the circus, and be chaotic with Aaron Rodgers. Get him, go ahead and sign a decent halfway receiver. It doesn't, but he can make things work. I know Rodgers can make things work. Justin Fields ain't happening. Russell Wilson's not happening.
Rodgers is a good game manager. That's primarily something I see in his game is like anytime he has the ball on the offensive side, like he holds on to it for about 5 to 6 minutes. He's able to milk the clock. And honestly, that's beneficial for the Titans because they, in the last couple seasons, haven't done much on offense. They can't score more than, 25, right. 26 points?
Yeah.
Might as well just have Rodgers score you 17 and win 17 to 14.
Yep. Yeah. You got Pollard coming back, a good running game. I my mind will be blown if they don't sign him. And if they don't sign anybody, that's even worse because that tells me you're taking a quarterback number one. That's it. And he's going to start game one in September. Cam Ward. All right, we'll take another break. We've got another hour of this. We want to hear from you. 615-737-1025. And just stay here all day. Stay here through DVD, Stillman, anything that breaks, the second it breaks, any big news, we'll let you know. We're an hour away from the legal tampering in the National Football League. This is going to be a fun day. Even more fun if we find out Aaron Rodgers is coming to Nashville. All right, we'll take a break. Hour two next here on the Chase and Big Joe Show.